The clock.
You can bring it to
Okay.
Right.
Hey, roll call. Williams.
Here.
Swingle.
Here.
Rainier is absent. Bagley absent. Hetfield.
Here.
Amka.
Yes.
And Dean. Here. Okay, you have a quorum.
Okay. Let's see. We have minutes in our packet. Has everybody got to?
I move to approve the meeting minutes from October 19, 2023.
We have a second.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to do the
Yes, we have no no change or correction for the minutes, so you okay. Yeah, no
No objections for me.
What's that, Travis?
I was just saying, no objections.
Thank you.
Doesn't appear to be any appearance requests. Announcements, so to say, Elaine Blankenship, our new admin assistant, started today. We're very excited to have her.
Oh, cool.
I didn't make her go to the planning commission meeting on her first day of work and surprise her with that. But that's all we have.
All right.
Next, are we going to discuss this?
Yeah, so we can go to that. So no old business, no new business. So the only item is the work session item, discussion on interpretive signage. So this came up. The Historic Preservation Commission has asked us to look at our historic signs in town in the past a couple times. We felt like this was a good time to bring it up because one, the condition of some of the signs in town has gotten pretty bad, and we need like start thinking about what to do with them. And two, there's other efforts in town to improve other signage. So like the museum is working with a group to do the Walking the Chain project. There's some samples in there of that. That's a walking trail from Jenny, you can correct me, but from the Kelty Field area down to about the library, with signs about different island groups of the Aleutian chain. They're all spaced out, to scale with it. So it's kind of like a planet walk if you've done that in other towns. Also, APIA is planning on putting up a couple signs for like walking trails. So with that kind of thing happening in town, it seemed like a good time to talk about historic signage here too. We have a handful around town. There's pictures of some of those in your packet. But I wanted to get some ideas and get a discussion started with the Historic Preservation Commission of what do you want that to look like? Is there a certain theme we should be following? What areas of history should we be focusing on? What do you want the historic signage in town to look like?
Any comments, Travis? Anyone?
Yes, I just want to start and say I appreciate you guys bringing this up. This has been a subject that I've been passionate about, and I've brought it up several times over the years. And yeah, that's exactly what you mentioned. There were some signs that I've seen around town that are kind of getting to the state where they need to be, replaced. But again, I'm also a fan of expanding what we have. I appreciate, I see this collaboration consist of Ginny there, the museum, the Devolutions, and the conglomerate of other organizations. And I just want to applaud the effort into this. And so, personally, what I would like to see is what's happening, it looks like, and having not only the Anungan culture covered in some sort of fashion throughout the community, but also continuing to maybe. Create, the signage on the World War II components of the community as well. And I think that could be expanded on. I think there's some places where like I see that you guys have these examples, which are fantastic. I just, again, these are great, and I appreciate that it's, you know, has the Anungan words in there and talks about the culture and history. But then I was curious about the QR code as well, and just kind of where that goes. But I think this would be a perfect example where I'm just gonna kind of throw some out there. But like, while going on the straightaway, you could have one that maybe was there and then kind of points off to like the little cannery building over there, and maybe it gives like a little blurb of the history of the fishing and how that started. Or you've got Bunker Hill behind you, which is obviously a popular hiking vantage point in the community, and maybe there could be something down below that as the person was going by in the bike path, it would say, you know, Bunker Hill, blah blah blah, and it would say, you know, this would have, you know, Panama gun mounts, and this was the, you know, point of this infrastructure, and you can still go there today. And so I guess signs that would be pertinent to the particular area, like I see there's one in there for Summers Bay. It would kind of make sense if that was like at Summers Bay, I would think, right? But anyway, so I would give maybe Ginny an opportunity. I'm sure she's got something she could give me on that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that was a pretty exciting project, and we're working on some more signs with to represent communities east of the Fox Islands. So that set of, I think it's 11 signs that are included in this packet, only the ones that talk about the Near Islands to the Fox Islands will be part of the walking trail that Cameron mentioned from Kelty Field to the library. Then we have the Pribilof Island panel, which will probably go up somewhere kind of real. The concept of this was to kind of create something like the Planet Walk, where the island groups are spaced roughly relative to what they are actually spaced. Now, the Pribilofs won't be able to be placed like that, but these other ones, you'll be walking between the Fox Islands to the Islands of Four Mountains to the Andrianoff Islands as if, you know, you were, you know, able to walk that whole route. You know, it's a, you know, so it's kind of all relative to each other and is a walking kind of trail for, you know, mostly for residents and other, but other visitors who come more into that part of town. We're going to, that Summer Bay sign, like you said, is talking about archaeological sites as well, you know, in that little area. And it will go out there. That'll be on OC land. And so a lot of it will be up to where they want it to go, but it will be probably in one of those pullout areas. That'll make it kind of convenient to walkers, visible to people coming by, but also not get gobbled up by the sand dunes, which there is already a sign talking about the site out there that is now fully immersed in the sand dunes. And then we have one for the Margaret Bay site that will probably be right next to that site, which is already got a sign. It will replace that sign. And then the one for the Amaknak Spit site, Udachtan, will replace that sign as well. It already has a sign. So that's that concept of those. And we had a great working group that helped us with the Anungam Tanu, and we wanted it to be kind of situated in the Anungam Tanu language. And then, you know, talking about the culture of the natural history. I think it'd be great to have these World War II signs redone. We have this exhibit planner designer who could easily throw them into a similar scheme if we wanted to, you know, kind of make it look, have the same look and feel. It probably wouldn't have, you know, all the same elements. I wanted to answer the question about the QR code. That will lead to a website that has additional content about these island groups. We haven't built that component yet. These signs are just sent to the printer. So once we get those up and ready, we will also make that website live. And then the other sign that Cameron's hinted at is there's APIA is working on two signs that will go in our community that have walking distances on them. And talk about these different places that you can walk. And so one will be for Mackinac Island, and the other will be for Unalaska, the town of Unalaska. And it'll have trails that say things like, you know, this route, and it'll have the map. It takes this many miles to walk it, or is this many miles to walk it, and is located here. And it has several of these. Some of them are a little round, circular, or, you know, round trip ones, and some are there and back again, like walking along the S curves and how long that would take. So that would be kind of a nice, they've pretty much already designed these, so it already kind of has its own look and feel. I believe they'll be reaching out to the city to talk about placement on these and what would be best. And I did invite that person, Candace Nielsen, who has been working on these, to this meeting. I was hoping she'd come, but she didn't make it, I guess. So that's kind of what I know about the signs so far, and fully support redesigning and you know, a lot of the signs that exist right now are focused heavily on World War II, and I like the idea of talking about the cannery and other historic elements of town as well.
That's fantastic, Jenny. I applaud you guys. No, this is great. I really like the direction this is going. Yeah, I mean, personally, I think we could, if we were going to maybe do something, is come up with like a list of things that we felt that we could target and be interesting for people that are going along the primary, you know, roadway or bike path, and that they would come across. I think it would really make the experience of the visitor, or just even people locals that are living there, just kind of more interesting. And, you know, I mean, it's a great opportunity to teach our youth about the history of the place they live in and things as well. So, yeah, only good thing to say. One more maybe suggestion, just kind of going on this path and kind of where things are going. I know in a lot of places that you can visit, you can like download an app, and it's like a map of the community. And maybe this is a way where a person could kind of like do like the little treasure hunt, if there was, you know, an app could be used or developed where it would show where these signs are around the community, and you could just kind of, yeah, point a way around the community and a way to educate yourself, kind of like a mobile museum, I guess you might say. Anyway, that's all I got. Thank you.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. But I guess, yeah, one of my, I think the issues with some of the historic signs we have now is just how scattered they are. It's really hard to know. I mean, a bunch of these that Thomas drove around and found these, a bunch of them in the packet, and I think I haven't seen like three or four of these signs because I just didn't know they were there. So having like a map, or yeah, like an app that something to help navigate to those, I think could be really nice for tourists and people who live here. I mean, one thing I really like about the Walking the Chain project is that it's a route, right? It's taking people from sign to sign. I feel like we could do something similar with the other historic signs in town.
Yeah, maybe by, I'm sorry, this is Jenny. Maybe by creating a map, a little city map on there, or that links some kind of shows you that walking where all the historic, like if you had one for the historic route, like the Underground Hospital and Bunker Hill and the cannery, you can maybe have a map inset like we have with the island chain, but shows you where you are on that map and where the other signs are. As well as having an app. I love that idea.
Yeah, I like all of this. I'd like to see this continue and not just, you know, not just get these signs in and be like, okay, we're done. Like, I want to see us continue pursuing this, especially from the historic preservation side of it, because, you know, there is a lot of history in the town. Things are right in front of us every day. And I mean, there's a lot of things I don't even know the significance of, but I think it's pretty amazing. I think if it was just pointed out, it would make it more interesting for sure.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, if there's nothing else, I'll take some of those ideas and keep working on this. I mean, we're coming into CMMP time. If this is Planning Commission, HPC can propose CMMP projects if you think this is something we should be looking into. But yeah, I think step one maybe for us is just getting a better idea of the signs we do have now. Because a lot of them are either decaying or just don't have mapped out. I think it'd be good to like get an inventory, figure out where we are with that, and start looking at what we want to improve. So thank you.
I can speak for the museum that we would love to partner with, you know, the development ideas and help in building a working group if you would like to do that, because I think that was worthwhile. having the stakeholders chime in.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, because I mean, I think there's room for improvement, even, you know, beyond what the walking path and all that. Just, like I said, it's fantastic. It's great to see that. But I think we need to make like a list, and then possibly, you know, if it's something that maybe not appropriate, the city does, or maybe there's a way, you know, APIA or another organization would be like, hey, that's kind of up our, you know, in our ballpark, and maybe we'll cover that. Or, yeah, but I think we could make a list of just potential sites that lack signage now. And I think we could actually come up with quite the list if we, you know, really thought about it. So, but that, I think, I agree. Thanks. Appreciate you guys bringing this up.
Yeah, thank you all. We'll keep looking into it, and we'll get something back to you once we yeah, I think a working group would be a good idea for this, and seeing how engaged everyone's been with the yeah, I've been on a couple of the Walking the Chain meetings, and yeah, people are really excited about it, and you've gotten a lot, like a really broad group from the community and the Aleutian region to help with it. So yeah, if we could do something similar for other historic signage in town, that'd be great. I'd love to work on that.
Anything else? If not, we have a couple of resolutions, public hearing.
So that'd be on the sorry, that'd be on the Planning Commission meeting. So I think we need to adjourn the historic reservation first and then go into Planning Commission. Yeah, that was it for the HPC. Yeah, don't sit up here. Yeah, good. Nothing else on the historic preservation agenda. So, yeah, if you'd like to adjourn, we can move into the Planning Commission.
Okay. We just ended our historic preservation meeting, so at 17 after 6, we will now call our planning and zoning meeting to order at 6:20, 6:17, right?
Yeah, six
Okay.
6:19. Yep.
Can we have a roll call?
Yes. Williams. Put.
Here.
Swangle.
Here.
Hatfield.
Here.
And Marquez and Bagley are absent. You have a quorum.
Any revisions to the agenda?
I have none.
There's no appearances from get any guests? Any announcements?
One announcement, as you might have heard, the resolution 2023-7, the conditional use permit approving the cell phone tower that you passed at the October meeting, that did get appealed to the city council. They heard it on Tuesday. They decided to uphold the planning commission's decision in a 6-0 vote.
Good, thank you.
That's good.
I appreciate you announcing that, Cameron. Thank you.
Okay. We did the minutes for October 19th, 2023.
Well,
Now,
I'll move to approve the October 19, 2023 minutes.
thank you.
Second.
Thank you, guys. Okay, public hearing resolution 2023-08, a resolution approving the preliminary plat of the Illilouette Health Campus, combining Block 1, Reservoir Hill Subdivision, Plat 92-12, and Block 2-A. on Alaska pathway right to the right of way. Plat 97-14.
Sure. So this is the plat for the clinic. You're seeing this again because so Planning Commission recommended vacating Lavelle Court, the little cul-de-sac paper street that we had here. And then City Council also passed a resolution vacating that. You're seeing this again because now with that vacate, we need to approve the preliminary plat for that entire lot. We could do it administratively if it was just combining two parcels, but since we're vacating the right-of-way, it needs to come to Planning Commission, basically. Just to rehash why we're doing this in the first place, the IFHS is looking to expand. They have to follow setbacks, you know, even though it's a city lot, so they can't be straddling the two property lines and within the setbacks, so we need to put them together. The City Council authorized us to negotiate an amended lease for the entire area at their last council meeting. So the city staff will be doing that. But we need to approve the plat for the new IFHS Health Campus. And that is in your packet. There's a couple small, not really substantive changes that we need before we get the final plat, but this tract A is the total area that includes the existing IFHS site, the vacated right-of-way for Lavelle Court, and the neighboring, the skate park property. It all combined into tract A of Iliuk Health Campus subdivision.
Travis, anybody? Comments?
I don't really have any. I support it.
Yeah, I'm in support of this. I don't have any. It looks like you guys just basically deleting the lines showing where it split and everything. So, yeah, no, this is moving in the right direction. Just kind of curious, what do you guys know how big they're going to expand the structure at all?
I know right now they're looking at adding a CT machine. I think they don't have specific plans past that.
Okay. Thank you.
But that that new CT machine expansion would put it over the existing lot line.
Yeah, okay. I was just curious if somebody knew, like, the square footage, or are they going two-story, or just didn't know what that expansion was going to look like.
No, I think anything past what I mentioned is still being discussed. And yeah, we don't have specific.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. I have one more thing I want to add. And I heard this at the council meeting, and I've brought it up in the past when the lot was going to be potentially used for the police station. Was a potential site that was favorable. I spoke against that particular site because I wanted to see it used for more what it's going to be used for now. But the skate park was something that I had brought up, and you know, I live right there above it, and I've seen the skate park. It actually gets used often, more than I think a lot of people realize. And so I did hear that there was some council members that were concerned about it being replaced, and I would echo that same sentiment. I just, you know, I'm not sure. I think that it needs to be discussed about where it would go, you know, and it's about the timing. I think is probably fine because it's in such poor shape now that I think it's difficult to repair it. It needs to be just rebuilt. So I guess now it's perfect timing, probably just to, you know, tear it down anyway to make room for this new expansion. But I think we definitely need to have a serious conversation about where it could go, and you know, maybe we rebuild it, make it, you know, better. I feel like there's kind of a mitigation factor that's kind of owed on it, just because it's going to lose that spot and right next to the clinic, you know, which probably isn't a terrible thing for people skateboarding and such. But Anyway, yeah, that's about the only thing I would have to say that obviously doesn't relate to the replat, but I just thought I'd throw that in there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, Travis, the city's definitely aware. And I think the clinic doesn't have immediate plans to make the skate park relocate. The PCR has talked in the past about moving it or building a new skate park with a pump track down by Kelty Field or kind of around that area. So it is, yeah, it's something we're aware of, and I think that'll be on the CMMP at some point, most likely.
Great, thank you.
Anything else? There's no new business. So, new business. The resolution 2023-07 resolution approving the conditional use permit for the cellular tower on zoned high density residential on a leased portion of track A block 6.
Wait. I think we're, is that the minutes from?
I'm on the wrong one. Sorry.
Yeah, so page 36 has the resolution, 23-8.
Yeah. I turned my book over.
You know, let's not talk about cell phone towers again.
New business 2023-08 resolution approving the preliminary plot of the Illilook Health Clinic. Combining blocks 1 Reservoir Hill Subdivision plot 92-12 and block 2A Unalaska Pedestrians Pathway Right of Way.
I move to approve resolution 2023-08.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay.
That's fast.
Sure. So this is, as we mentioned at the last meeting, and you might remember this from previous years, we asked the Planning Commission for comments on the CMMP every year. We'll have a couple opportunities to do this. Right now in your packet, it's just the most recent approved CMMP. So we're just, if you have any comments that you'd like us to take while we're in the period of taking like new project nominations and getting the first draft of the next CMMP from different city departments, that'll be presented to council in January, and then you also see a copy. So if you have any comments about it, any particular projects or things you'd like to see that maybe aren't on there, different direction you take, like us take with any of this, now's an opportunity to let us know.
May I ask what I heard that the museum was suggested to be added to the CMMP. Is that a real possibility? Do you know?
It was brought up by a member of the community at a city council meeting. As far as whether, you know, it's a real possibility, I think that's a little above my pay grade.
okay. Yeah, I didn't
hear about that.
Yeah, that surprised me. I didn't think of it as a possibility, but of course, that's something that's going to have to happen, and it is a city building. It is something that we do plan to fundraise for, and we'll have other funders for, but city would be included in being a part of that. And I don't know how that segues with the CMMP or if it's a standalone project.
Anything from
I'm just want to be clear. What I'm sorry, Jenny, what's going on with the museum? Is it in need of repair?
We're going to be expanding it. We need to increase storage space and add office space. And quite a bit. It's due. It's, you know, we've been open for over 20 years, so it's due for upgrades and, you know, bringing it back up to the best standards for collections care and increasing that storage area. But yeah, and I just brought that up because I'd heard that it came up at that meeting. So that's the only reason I mention it.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. I have a comment here, for example, I guess it doesn't really matter, but like the police station is obviously still on here. But it shows the location there at the Raven Way area. Obviously, that's going to delete that location. Would this be something that they would update now? They'd be like, okay, you've only got now you're limited down to the three lots or two or whatever.
Yeah, we'll be updating that. That's in there from last year. It's still, the police station is still on the CMMP plans. Sorry, I'm trying to scroll to it. Plans.
Yeah, it just shows it there in Raven Way.
I wouldn't take the graphic, as that's not the location we're still planning on putting it with the clinic expansion. So that, yeah, that'll be changing when this new CMMP comes out.
Yeah, thank you. I think that that police station would get more bang for its buck for space on the other side above the bridge in that particular area up there that's on Haystack there, but below the towers, you know. The site development cost was more, but there was more space, so it was almost nearly the same cost per square foot for the dirt work, you know, as there was right there at the by the clinic, because they would have had to drill pile and all that. So I would still support it being on the other side of the hill, but anyway.
Yeah, my understanding right now, they don't have a particular site picked out for the police station.
Do you know, on the gasifier, are they still leaning towards one that they just, it just burns? It doesn't, there's no like heat or energy recovery on it. You just, is that kind of still what they're aiming for? Do you know?
Yeah, I think the fundamental intent is to burn material in the landfill, not generate power. It's honestly, that's something that we're still, a project that we're still in the like early phases of looking at. So I know like OC is also looking at purchasing a gasifier, but for contaminated soil, we're not sure right now whether we could maybe use those both to, you know, satisfy both needs and only get one. But right now, not looking at it for power generation, really.
Gotcha.
We're looking at the landfill filling up in 5 years. Yeah, not a long period of time. So that's the driver for it.
Right. Which leads me to another question. I heard during the meeting, they said that there was a way to rate the CMMP list. And I tried to find that and I couldn't on the city's website. Is there a link or something to that? Or
I will post that.
There's like a serve.
Part of the...
Yeah.
Council packet, but that would be a good thing to link separately on the planning page.
Yeah, I think we should have tried to strive to get that out a little better, because I honestly didn't even know about it. And you would think that we should probably know about it. I guess I didn't know about it. I mean, I missed it. But
Travis, it's Bill. That's just for the council people, and what they're ranking are city priorities. So if indeed, say, there's only $5 million in $5 million available and there's $15 million in requests, one of the things that will help us evaluate what should be funded that year is council's priorities. They don't usually come into play, because we have been running these more like a fund what we think we need. But we started that process 3 years ago, at least three, possibly four, when we overhauled it. Most people don't realize we overhauled the CMMP process, because some sort of intuitive gift I have told me not to let people know that we overhauled the backside, because just changing like where you put the north arrow on a piece of paper gets people going here in town. So that whole process is completely different from 7 years ago, but what you see is the way it's been presented to council. And part of that change is making sure they have a say in what the priorities are, so that we have something to use as we're sifting through projects. So I hope that makes sense. It's not something we're asking the public to rate or rank. That wouldn't be appropriate.
I sorry, I misunderstood. I thought that's what they said. So I was like, well, heck yeah, let me get on here. All right. Well, thanks for that clarification.
No, sorry for that confusion. It's that's an activity they do every year to rate the different categories of like what they see as most important on the CMMP. And we some years have used that as a guide for new nominations, some years haven't. But it's a it's a council tool.
Yeah, what made me think of it was like you mentioned, you know, the landfill has been filling up and it's coming to an end here real soon. And yeah, I think that gasifier unfortunately needs to be probably at the top of our priority list, in my opinion. So
any other comments? If not, I will call to adjourn this meeting at 6:30. What time is it? 6:36. Thank you guys for calling.
Thank you.